he was in such a state. And but when he was in Gethsemane, praying and sweating drops of blood even. I mean, can you imagine the stress of the situation? Cast down, but not destroyed. And again, you know, I've had times when I felt ready to give up. Yet I didn't give up. Somehow I've crawled forward and I'm where I am today. Which is not much better than back then, but hey, I'm still here. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. In our body, there is a degree to which we need to experience suffering, as Jesus experienced suffering. We want to bear in our body his death. Our body has to die, like his body, that the Spirit may live in the day of the Lord Jesus. We have to die so we can be raised from the dead. You know, both in a literal sense and in a spiritual sense. The old man must die that we can walk in newness of life, in righteousness, godliness, and truth. All these things are essential. It must be, we want these things to be manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death, for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. Just kind of restating that. But we are, you know, delivered into bad situations, and ultimately to death. You know, sometimes dying is part of, you know, those situations where you feel like there's no way out. It's only because you're looking at life from a fleshly perspective. And not in the sense of, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to be raised up as Christ was raised up. But we brought close to those situations to bring our minds closer to the mindset that Christ had. That his life may be made manifest in our body and in through resurrection. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. You know, the death I think what he's saying is because they were being, you know, Paul was finding that he was exhibiting the death and the sufferings of the Lord. But they were exhibiting the life, and it was being made manifest, the righteousness and truth. You know, things are being brought out that manifest the Lord, whether it be in life or death. And that's good. So death can work in some to bring about these things, while life working in others. And it can be a combination, I suppose. I mean, that's my own supposition. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Hey, that's why everyone talks. I believe and they talk. These are purer times. We have the same spirit of faith. The spirit of faith speaks in that wise according to what we believe. The things we have received. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also us by Jesus and shall present us with you. That is what we believe. That is the resurrection of the dead. I believe in the resurrection of the dead. I do not believe that when you die, your soul migrates to heaven. I believe that when you die, you have to wait till you are resurrected and then you will live again, just like Jesus did. Jesus, it says, his soul was not left in hell, which means the grave. Jesus' soul was in the grave with his body, waiting to be raised. So it is when we die, our soul will wait in the ground until resurrection. And the soul is merely an idea, I suppose. I don't know what a soul is. I don't think, those tests where they try to weigh a soul and all that. It's kind of comical, but let's move along. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. All things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. And the grace of God given is done for our sakes, on account of us. Through the thankfulness, vessels of honor are thankful. Through those who are thankful, it would redound to God's glory. God has glory in his mercy towards those he saves. For which cause we faint not, but through the outward man, though the outward man perish. And that's what he's saying. I guess that's what he's saying, like I was saying, about that outwardly all kinds of things are happening that are like death to man. And the old man's fading away. But the new man is renewed and coming alive. And that can be in separate or combined manifestations. Meaning you might be just experiencing a lot of... Paul was experiencing a lot of death. Most of the work he was experiencing was outward man dying. While the Corinthians, most of the work they were experiencing was inward man living. And as long... The one is waxing greater and the other is waxing lesser. And both things are well in Christ. He calls the affliction they suffer being a light affliction for just a moment, and it worketh a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's amazing that the things we suffer, that God would actually count them worthy, that they would bring glory forever. So we don't look at the things that are seen, meaning the troubles around us, we ought not to look at that to determine what our real status is.